awful pitch, you know, similar to Blackpool the other day. But at least we managed to keep a clean sheet this time. You know, it's difficult for us, a team like Brighton, who like to play football and that, and play attractive game. It's hard for us to play on a pitch like this, but I think we cope well. You know, we adapted our game, and yeah, I think we got a result that we deserve today.
When did you realise the pitch was going to be this? Did you have sort of advance warning?
Yeah, we knew before. So in the week, we played on like the worst pitch we got at the training ground, yeah, to try and like prepare. But you know, it wasn't the worst pitch we got at the training ground. It's not as bad as this year, so yeah, it was still quite a shock for us.
And in terms of tactics, what did that mean today?
It meant that we couldn't really play any square balls, any balls backwards, you know, any really short passes, because we had to, like, you know, turn them and keep it long in case we play a short ball and they press us, we make a mistake and we give away goals. So yeah.
And they talk about playing the way you're facing. Is that what you have to do on a pitch like this?
Yeah, sure. And you know, no chance at all. We've got to, like, you know, hook it if the opportunity is there. Like not no passing, but you know, not as much as we do at home.
But for all of that, it's another point for the Albion. Mm-hmm. And a really strong defensive performance as well.
Mm. Yeah, I think Stocker was outstanding today. You know, made a good few saves there. You know, kept us in the game. Gigi, Dunkey, loads of blocks as well. You know, we really fought for each other at the back. And yeah, hopefully we can get some goals in the coming weeks.
Was there a feeling that you could have, you know, could almost pinch one at the end? Because going forward, the Albion did look dangerous.
Yeah, we did. We had a penalty shout there for Sam at the end. I haven't seen a replay yet, but you know, from my angle, it looked like a definite penalty. But I have to look at the replay.
What did Sam have to say about that?
He wasn't happy at all. I'm not going to repeat what he said, but he wasn't happy.
But it's 2 points in a week, Ryan. You know, difficult places to go, Cardiff and Sheffield Wednesday. What was the feeling in the squad tonight?
No, you know, we're pleased with them results. It's a difficult place to go, as you said. Cardiff, you know, they're a good team, coming down from the Premiership not long ago. And Sheffield Wednesday, also a good team. And it's away, so it's hard to play. So yeah, we're pleased with the results.
And of course, back to the MX next week. How important that you can build on these results?
Yeah, it is a spell. You know, the home fans, they want to see goals, they want to see attractive football, they want to see wins. So that's what we're going to try and give them at home.
What about yourself? How are you feeling? Two tough games. Well, three tough games in a week.
Yeah, I'm feeling a bit tired, but you know, I'm not one to make excuses, so I'm going to keep going.
And pleased with your own form, Ron?
Yeah, I've been doing well, you know, in my opinion. The gaffer seems to like what I'm doing as I'm standing in the team, so yeah, that's all that matters.
And Baron Crail's come into the side. I mean, has that helped your game? What's he brought to the side?
You know, he's a very experienced player, I don't think people realise. He's played a lot of games, he played in the Champions League and that, so playing alongside him, he talks to me, he helps me through the game, so yeah, that's important.